This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The state is using $25 million of COVID relief money for a fund to build housing for middle-income renters. The goal is to serve people who make too much to qualify for low-income housing assistance but still struggle to afford rent in today's market. Since its creation, the Middle Income Access Program has helped bring more than 600 units online around the state. Governor Jared Polis recently signed a law enshrining the right to abortion access into state law. Now Polis tells Colorado Matters he would support similar efforts for other issues. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Polis says he's worried the U.S. Supreme Court could take away other rights to things like gay marriage. He would need to see specific proposals, but says he generally supports codifying the right to gay marriage into state law.
If it protects and expands our freedoms, I'm for it. And if there's a threat to these freedoms from our own Supreme Court or Congress, we want Colorado to be a place where we're able to protect people's freedom and the choices people make.
Polis is the first openly gay man elected governor in the U.S. He married his longtime partner last year. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The Denver Art Museum is taking steps to return an artifact stolen from what is now modern-day Nigeria. The bronze plaque shows a nobleman or chief from the Kingdom of Benin, and researchers say it was likely created sometime in the late 16th century. The item was originally looted during an 1897 raid by British invaders. It came into the museum's possession 60 years later when it was purchased from a New York art gallery. In Denver, it's 83 degrees. There's a slight chance for thunderstorms across the Front Range this afternoon, with a greater chance for moisture Thursday night into Friday during the day. Right now in Grand Junction, it's 81 degrees and clear. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 206.